people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
We're going to jumpstart being psychosomatic. And I questioned whether or not I would tell you this, but that is actually me in the picture. Now, that was about 6 years ago when I was hitting the gym hard 6 days a week. But my ex-wife actually took that in Jamaica. And what I realized is that when I gave my producer access to all my photos, I gave him access to all my photos. So he's like, well, supposed to put Will in there. Here's the thing. Today is more of a reminder than anything. I find that if I pop up and talk about meditation, people will meditate. I can get people to sometimes meditate, and then they fall off, and that's okay. And today I want to talk about the importance of moving your body, that mind-body connection, even when you don't want to. When I was working out 6-7 days a week, I had a friend who was a bodybuilder who was consulting me on what to do. And every day he would read what I ate. He would read what I did in the gym. What I noticed was this interesting byproduct. I would wake up in the mornings happier, that literally my happiness level moved higher based on my exercise. I've discovered some things, interestingly enough, over the years, and that is I've gone through months where I've only done yoga, sometimes more extreme versions of yoga, not more extreme, but like Ashtanga yoga and stuff like that, not just passive stretching a lot of people think of. But I've done that, and I don't get that next day, where I just feel great, that I get from pushing a stupid pile of iron up and down. it works for me. And what caused me to want to share this with you is that now that I am double vaccinated, and if I time it right and I'm careful, I feel like I can safely go to the gym down the street. So as you know, I started back, and I've even started taking boxing lessons. And within the very first day, now was I sore? Yes. But one of the things I was very careful about was people injure themselves when they lift weights, but they very rarely injure their muscles. They injure the tendons around the muscles that hold the muscles to the bone. So I started out with very low weights just to go back through the experience. And yet that very next morning, I woke up and I was like, I feel great. And yesterday, they had promised me absolutely, positively, pinky swear they were coming to do my windows, which they didn't. I canceled my boxing lesson and made other plans because I thought I was gonna have to take care of Teddy all day. And so I didn't go to the gym. And this morning I woke up and my yak and take on the world is more like here. And I just really want to drive home this point that we are psychosomatic beings. Psyche, of course, is the mind. The mind is not necessarily the brain. The mind is your consciousness. I like to think of it as a vibration level. It's how are you vibrating? Are you buzzing erratically like a wasp in a jar, or are you, you know, looking more like a gentle pond? What is going on with your mind? Now, the brain, it's the thoughts that we choose to think that adjust that level within inside of us. And yet when we exercise to the point, I would say, what's the saying? You should be able to still have a conversation with somebody while you are exercising, but it shouldn't be too easy. In other words, your breathing is getting in here. Remember, we did a jumpstart a couple of days ago on the importance of breathing and how to breathe. And that exercise causes you to empty your lungs. We're walking around with stuff in the bottom of our lungs, CO2 that we're just not expressing, and exercise allows us to do that. One of the things I didn't know I was talking to a friend of mine, we talk once a week as well, who is a therapist. A therapist. And he was telling me that when they test antidepressants, the benchmark of whether or not an antidepressant is successful is they take three groups of people. One group gets absolutely nothing, but they all have to be psychologically similar. They all have to have those, you know, diagnosis or stress or whatever it is that is trying to be improved. One group does nothing. They just live their lives for, I guess, 3 to 6 months. The other group goes into talk therapy, and they must exercise regularly. They're given an exercise regimen. So talk therapy and exercise. Then they take a group and they don't give them talk therapy or exercise. They just give them the drug. So really, antidepressants are measured against talk therapies, having someone to talk to and to share your life who cares about you and is interested in you, and exercise. Interestingly enough, my good friend who's a therapist was telling me that, he's been a therapist for decades, and he's figured out the number one thing that will determine whether or not a person gets well working with a particular therapist. And it's whether or not they like that person and get along with them. It's not the techniques or anything like that. It's so easy to forget about this mind-body connection. Whenever I do my speeches, one of the things I talk about is this, is that when we complain, when we are articulating what is wrong in our lives, our bodies feel it and take it on. If we're walking around going, that stinks, this sucks, I hate that, this needs to be changed, I'm not satisfied with that, how dare they do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, your poor body starts to go like this. And you get into that fight or flight mode. You're in your sympathetic rather than your parasympathetic nervous system. The flip side of that I find equally interesting, and it's so easy. I struggled for years to explain this to audiences, and then finally it just came to me. And I said, we are psychosomatic beings. We are psyche, mind, soma, body. And I can prove this to you super easy. Have you ever been in so much pain that it was difficult for you to be in a good mood? And everybody raises their hand. Physical pain. So when we are in physical pain, it affects our minds. We find it difficult to be in a good mood. When we are exercising, it automatically elevates our mood because it releases endorphins. We put our body under stress and it releases endorphins. So I have to tell you, I am addicted to drugs now. I have exercised for the last couple of weeks, except for yesterday, and I'm going to go because I need that release. I need that elevation in my mind. So if you're struggling because of the pandemic, because you're remote, because you're alone, because you're not connected with other people, consider just getting yourself up to go out and do something that is going to elevate your cardiovascular system, that's going to get you breathing harder, and you will begin to feel better. And I want to tell you something. This picture of me was made. Never once, and I still like to think about this, never once did I say, yay, today I get to go to the gym. Now, once I got there, I did end up enjoying it. Because unlike most people, everybody has AirPods in, they're listening to music, I think. I can sometimes hear it as they buzz by. But I'm listening to podcasts, so I get lost in the podcast, and then I just follow my ritual. But never once did I say, yay, I can't wait to go. In fact, I used to remember saying to myself, I hate going to the gym, and then answering, I know you do, go put on your shorts, but I hate going. I know, just put on your shorts. All you got to do is put on your shorts. Are you saying I don't have to go? I'm saying just put on your shorts. Well, okay, I'll put on my shorts. I put on my shorts. I mean, I'm having this two-way conversation. This didn't happen all the time. But there would be times when I so did not want to go. I just talked myself into it. So I often explain to people who don't exercise regularly, people who exercise regularly, there's this myth that you actually look forward to it. Now, if you do it for years, I remember hearing Zig Ziglar live, and he talked about how he hated, he started running late in his life, and he started exercising every single day he would run. And he said that he got up and hated it every single morning for over a year. And then all of a sudden, he didn't hate it anymore. So I come to you today to inspire you. If you're feeling in any way not as happy as you could, then take some time to get out. Find a way. You can walk. You can do anything. Just find some way. My neighbor down the corridor I really admire, when the pandemic hit, we're five stories. Okay, now five stories, but as you go through, it's external on the staircase. So you get to see the various views out onto the bay. And so what Ted does is he walks all the way up the stairs and then all the way down the stairs and all the way up the stairs and all the way down the stairs. In the wintertime, when we have the snowbirds, there are a number of people here that literally will start on the fifth floor where I am, walk to the end of the corridor, go down one stairway, go to the end of the corridor, walk down, go to the end of the corridor, walk down. And they'll do that in every single building several times. So finding some way to force yourself to get out there and do something physical is the best thing you can do for yourself mentally. All right? So my question is always, who's going to be the first one to share? Because your friends and family need to hear this and be reminded of this, that we are psychosomatic beings. Let me jump back here to where we last left off, if I can, and see, and we will. Everybody click share, and when you do click share, let us know. And by the way, if you're here for the first time, please let us know. I have a question. I can see that my Wi-Fi is very, very, very low. Are you struggling to see me? Am I jumpy, out of sync, anything like that? Somebody let me know, would you please? Thank you very much. Psycho, Tony Perkins starred. Okay, not exactly. Sorry, I missed the jumpstart chat with my older sister. Very good to hear David. Welcome, Brenda. Brenda must be new. Everybody say hey to Brenda. Endorphins, yes. Let's jump down here and see what David says. I remember building up biking one block extra per day, and at the climax was able to bike 65 miles, Manhattan, New Jersey, Staten Island, Lower Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and Northern Manhattan again. You don't feel tight muscles because you're gradually adding the blocks, but that was long ago. Dude, that's awesome, and that's a great point. I got a book on yoga 40 years ago, and what I did was I learned one new pose a day, and eventually I learned all the poses in the book. It was Raquel Welch's book on yoga. Exercising, says Denise Bussard, exercising out in nature gives you a double boost. Yes, it absolutely does. Shared, Meemaw, first one shared. David has shared. Paula Drake says, I am jumpy. Thank you for letting me know. Voice is sketchy. Yep, we've got a problem, but I will fix it by tomorrow. I know how to fix it. All right, sometimes out of sync today, lots of pauses and pixelated. Ohm, okay, says David. Yep, we're going to accept it. I am going to make sure that I am hardwired for in the morning, and I'll look forward to being with you then. I apologize for the lack of quality. Cynthia says it's all good here, but I'll do everything on my part. See, I just saw I can literally see it jumping, and that's not what it usually does. So not exactly sure. I may have to reset everything. Paula Drake says, grateful to be back in the office. Good for you, Paula. I'm struggling. That is my one thing, because I am alone all day, every day. And thank you, David. Message is awesome as always, as usual. And so what I'm doing is I am forcing myself to go out, like sitting under the tiki hut with all these elderly, you know, neighbors and everything. It's good. You know, it gets me that social connection. It gets me some social connection, and that's awesome. So all of that to say, I envy you going to the office. Thanks, everybody, for being with me here today. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Make it a good day and find some way to get out there and move that body, all right? Take care. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.